It was this tough sledding from the word go there. A lot of turnovers early on there, and they had a lot of runouts, and it just wasn't meant to be this afternoon.
No, it wasn't. Like you just said, the turnovers is what got us. But we've just got to start doing the things that we try to work on in practice, which is, one, moving the ball faster. Too many times it just sticks in the hand, and if you're not a guy that's good one-on-one and breaking pressure, you could really cause some problems, and we had several of those tonight. A lot of turnovers, while not even on passes as much as just on the bounce. They're crossing over right in front of guys. I thought they did a great job of keeping their hand in that little crossover lane, and we kept putting it right there in front of them. So a lot of things, to take away from this one and look at and try to get better. But first comes the acknowledgement that those problems were there. The turnover, problem we've had all year, handling the ball, it's something that's been there the whole time. We have to acknowledge the fact that it's there, and they've got to, take some time to try to get a little bit better. And we just got to move better. But I think when we move the ball, often we have to see it first, but a lot of times we throw blind passes and we're not quite sure, where it's going, or we don't have a plan when we drive it. So a lot of big, a lot of mistakes can come when you're playing with a lot of uncertainty. But we start off the game, we get the look we want to, we get a layup, and we got to finish. I think their physicality and their athleticism and their confidence throughout the game kind of played a role in our game today.
Yeah, it absolutely did. But, in the second half, I thought you guys did take a lot better shot selections, did move the ball a little bit better. Just at times it didn't seem like it, but I think there you can take a little bit out of that second half. And you had some good looks there, just couldn't quite get them to drop in for whatever reason.
Yeah, basketball is kind of an up-and-down game. You can have nights, shooting the ball is contagious, where everything seems to go, and then you have nights like today where nothing goes. But it was a rough game. I mean, that's about all you can say. It wasn't good. It wasn't a lot of fun, I can tell you that. But hopefully they take a little time and kind of think about some of the things that they need to improve on, because, it doesn't get any easier. Hugoton comes to town on Tuesday. So we got to sharpen up some rotations. They got the ball into the middle, way too easily. I don't know. We were just kind of a step slow or a couple steps slow today, in our rotations. And then they just put us on our heels when we were on offense. We were constantly backing up, and their pressure was there. They were attacking us on defense more than we were attacking them.
Well, coming in, this is going to be a hot shooting team here, and they shot it over 60% for a second straight game. And now you come back home. You got four home games in your next five, starting on Tuesday, but it's with a very good Hugoton team, and they're shooting the ball very well right now.
Yeah, last night, what were they, 15 for 20 from three? Yeah. So 75% is not bad from three. they're extremely good. I would say they're probably the most talented team in our league, and if they all come together, with one common goal, and they play together, they're really going to be really tough. So again, we'll have to sharpen up rotations and make sure that we keep the ball out of the middle.
I know it was a tough ending to this tournament, 1-2, but how nice is it to, considering you have three more games next week, you don't have a Saturday game, you get 3 days off to get rested up for a three-game stretch.
Yeah, not having a game tomorrow on Saturday, a bit of a change, but that's probably much needed. They probably need to get a little rest and take some time to kind of get away and refocus, for the final stretch here.
Well, Coach Brian Gentry here joining us here. Thanks as always, Coach. Have a safe trip back, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.